Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Father's Day. Of course, that's tomorrow, but we'll celebrate it today on my show, a show for the dads. A show for guys who aren't dads and want to be dads, a show on fertility. Today's show, Secrets of Male Fertility, why you can't get an erection. If that is you, don't tell anybody, of course. But as you age, et cetera, all men, most men, and eventually all men, deal with some form, well, of just noticing you're not 16 years old anymore. What's going on? Again, we have to apply the science. Again, we have to apply the alchemy. Again, we have to remember there's no herbal concoction that's going to be a cure-all. Herbs can help, as always, big proponent of good herbs. However, they are not the cure-all. Usually, they don't deliver what they promise. But they will enhance, that I can tell you, if you've got the foundations. That's the purpose of the show. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. StraightTalk.cc, not .com.cc. Get on the website ASAP as soon as you can. Of course, if you're driving, you can't, so get home. You'll need to listen to the show again. We're going to get fairly scientific, but not too scientific. You got to have a little science. Makes the day go better, right? Yes, of course. Okay, the issue. Erections. The hard one, the one that lasts, the one that gets the job done, the one that creates the God experience. What is that about? Well, that erection is a component. You have to look at it if you're dealing with anything along these lines, and if you're not, you still have to deal with it. Four variables. You have to look at the psychological you. You've got to look at the biochemical you. You've got to look at the structural you, and you've got to look at scars down there in the groin that result from accidents, not even big accidents, little accidents, chronic repetitive stresses down there, creating scars around all the things that deliver that big, strong erection. So you've got to go right away to those four variables. Now, what does that mean? Well, let's break it down. First, let's do a little bit of basic anatomy. So if you're on the website, and I hope you are, let's take a look at the penis. That's picture number one. All right, now that's the penis, is hopefully you'll never see it. But there it is, it's dissected apart. And as it's dissected apart, you can see on the bottom right of that picture, you've got that big purple thing. It's called the cavernosa. That big purple thing in the bottom right of that picture, picture number one. That's what fills with the blood, or it doesn't fill with the blood. Blood is a part of erection. Getting the blood there and keeping the blood there. Big part of erection. Now, the other part there that includes the glands or the head of the penis connected to that stalk that's on it, okay? That's another part of it. And those two together create the shaft of the penis and the head of the penis. More attention we're going to give, of course, to that cavernosa, because that's the blood and blood flow to the penis, and the ability to keep the blood there, as we all know, is a big deal. So right there under those four headings, biochemical, psychological, scars, and structural, meaning positions of things as they relate to each other, control blood flow to the penis. You got to get that one. All right, now, let's go to picture number four. And also, rapidly, take a look at picture number five. So take a look at picture number four. And take a look at picture number five. Picture number four, picture number five. Okay. Picture four and five, you can see, are pictures of those yellow things. Those yellow things are nerves, nerves to the penis. And those nerves to the penis can get compressed. They can get torqued up in scar tissue. They also can get psychologically affected. They don't work if your psyche doesn't stand behind them. So you got to look at those three there. And then lastly, biochemically speaking, those nerves can fail to conduct the electrical circuit to the testicles and to the penis. So you got to, once again, anytime you look at how the penis functions, how the erection functions, blood flow, nerve flow, you've got to consider that blood flow and or nerve flow is going to get compromised for biochemical, nutritional reasons, psychological reasons, structural reasons, and reasons that have to do with scarring of the areas around there. That being the case, congratulate yourself because you're starting to apply a real sensibility to what your issues are, desires, concerns. That's how you approach it. You're thinking. You're becoming a thinking organism. Am I correct? Yes, I am correct. You're grasping the fundamental driver of this show, which is that people have to learn to think and bring through education analysis and the depth of that analysis to their health concerns. So applying this to male fertility, first we want to know how it works. How does the blood flow go? Infusion and drainage. Arterial venous. How does the nerve flow go? Off what nerves? Okay, perfect. You're thinking clearly then. Now, next, let's look at a structural concern. Let's go down, and we're going to get into this in detail later. You've probably already guessed what I'm talking about when I say, well, better yet, let's not do that yet. Let's look at picture one again, the cavernosa and the glands. Let's look at picture number two now. Look at picture two. Now, what's that? Okay. That's a banana peeled, is what that is. That's, you're looking at the penis. In an erect penis, you're looking at it from the top. Okay. You're looking down at it from the top, and then we cut it in half. We shaved it lengthwise in half. So you're oriented, right? And what you're looking at then is the cavernosa, those purple wings on it. You're looking at the shaft of the penis, the tougher part that the urine comes through. And if you go up to the top of that picture, that big round ball around it there, that's the prostate gland, which is going to get involved. There's a hole in that prostate gland there, the prostatic utricle. And the spermatic utricle, don't look for that, it's not labeled, but inside, rather along that canal there, down through the center of the prostate gland, you might be able to see these teeny weeny little holes in that passageway. If you can't, don't sweat it. Point being, through those holes come the sperm. Through those holes come the prostatic fluid. Through those holes come the seminal fluid. There are glands, prostate, seminal gland, and sperm being created in the testes that all end up in that space between the prostate gland and then, as you know, get shot down the shaft of the penis during ejaculation. Pretty nifty system with lots of things to trip it up. So you got to follow the basic anatomy here, the basic male anatomy, the anatomy that all men should understand, the anatomy that all women should understand, the anatomy that all people in education should understand. Happy Father's Day. Okay, dad breaks his chops for the family, comes home in a bad mood. We all grew up with that, most of us. At least sometimes we saw dad get annoyed at nothing because he had four mouths to feed. Back in the old days, maybe 12 mouths to feed. Back in the older days, maybe 20 mouths to feed, and he was only 30 years old. The cult of manhood. The testosterone-driven cult of manhood. We're learning about it now. Because testosterone made in the testicles. Now go, let's take a look at the testicles. So, let's run down here. See if my tech has it up yet. There we go. She is perfect, or nearly perfect, my tech. Go to picture number... Let's see. Go to picture number 23. Let's go into picture 23. Picture 23. That kidney bean there is a testicle. In that testicle, you make testosterone and sperm cells, two different cells. So we're jumping now, right? Talked about blood flow. We're going to clarify that later. Talked about nerve flow. We're going to clarify that later. Talked about the cult of manhood. We'll say more of that later. Now we're going to testicle, because testicle does two things. That has a lot to do with erection. No testosterone, no erection. No sperm, well, you can still get an erection without sperm, but you're not going to be fertile. So the cult of male power, fertility, erection, the whole thing. That testicle's a big deal. No testicle, no sperm, no testicle, no testosterone. Specific cells in the testes make testosterone. Those are called Leydig cells, L-E-Y-D-I-G. L-E-Y-D-I-G, Leydig cells. Specific cells in the testicle called Sertoli cells. Sertoli cells manufacture and cultivate the sperm. They grow the sperm in conjunction with receptor sites that bind the testosterone that the Leydig cell makes. So the Leydig cell has a responsibility to produce testosterone. That testosterone gets driven to spermatogenesis. But that testosterone also makes you a guy. Your voice is deeper. Your hair is different. You shave in the morning, so on and so forth. Women produce this also. Men and women are not 100% separate. It's just about the balance of trade. Men and women are in balance, right? So men are strong, women are strong. Men have the say, women have the say. It's just a matter of where the balance of trade is occupied. Of course, this balance of trade in today's society is up for grabs. We won't get into that. I don't do a theology show. I like to take little pokes at it, though, because definitely the testicles are shrinking. Definitely, definitely, definitely. How couldn't they? You're sitting behind a desk all day in radiation, so how couldn't they? The faces are getting narrow. The testicles are shrinking. The voices are getting more high-pitched. The muscles are getting smaller. And while everybody touts Olympic records being broken, on the overall, men are losing it. No two ways about it. Because the ecosystem's failing. If the soil's less fertile, the man will be less fertile. The woman will be less fertile. The kids will be not as strong. Well, that's okay. Why? Because we're all behind a desk. And our version of aggression is just about pressing buttons. We don't take a punch in the jaw anymore growing up. We just pretend we did watching it on a video game. Okay, I'll stop there. Back to the testes. There it is, that picture. Now, once those sperm are made, They go up into that thing. It looks like candy or cotton.